Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me begin by thanking you guys for downloading the show, telling others about it. We are seeing it reflected in the numbers. Cannot appreciate you enough. Anyway, where do we begin today? Where do we begin today? What a week for news. I got to tell you, folks, there are days you get up to do a show like this, and I never feel like I just completely phone it in, but there are good days and bad days. It's like any job, right? A job that you don't get paid at, which we're trying to, and you guys are helping, as I mentioned earlier. But I got to tell you, I am stoked right now. And it's hard to be stoked when you know that you've got a usurper as a president who wants to mandate that you get a shot that's, quite frankly, is all about the New World Order. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to be doing some specialty stuff, especially for the folks that are part of our, what we call the attack team, the people that download everything, they buy our merch, etc. We're going to be doing a special segment for you guys, not just for news, but a bunch of stuff. So you're going to want to be a part of that, because the creations we have are absolutely amazing. I swear, if you knew what was on the drawing board, I'd have 5 million people signed up. So, and one of the things, let me just give you an example. We're going to talk about, what if there is a number that the Earth couldn't handle in terms of human occupants? I mean, there's got to be a number, right? How many billions and billions of people can we have before we actually do run out of resources? I don't know what it is. I mean, there are people who theorize that it was, you know, a few million people or a couple of billion or whatever. But we've blown past a lot of the numbers that the eugenicists and the people who want population control have said the Earth can handle, and we seem to be doing okay. So what is that number? So what I want to do is pick a number and ask ourselves, what if we pick this number and we all could agree that if we get to 20 billion people, we're going to really be on a resource thing. What would we do? Let's take that to its logical conclusion. And who would we want to say, look, at 20 billion and one, we got to start killing people? So I want to take that out to its logical conclusion in a discussion. And I think it's going to be something you definitely want to see. It'll be behind the firewall, meaning it isn't going to be available to everybody. And I want to have those interesting conversations that way. And we're also doing our comedy tour and some other stuff we've got planned. Let's go back to this week. So Project Veritas exposed more of what we already know. And what's funny to me about what O'Keefe does is that it is what we already know. We're like, oh, are the shots dangerous? And, you know, should we take them? Project Veritas just went undercover to expose what you knew inherently. And you knew, look, if you've listened to this program, you've heard me talk about it strictly from a common sense point of view. Go look at countries that had the Wu flu, blah, blah, blah. Well, we're taking ivermectin. Costs us $3 a dose, and everybody's doing well. Look at where they're sending the vaccines and the surges that they've had and all that. It's insanity that we're having this discussion. And we have a demented clown in the White House, a usurper, who can't even get troops out of Afghanistan. We now find out he's a liar on that account. His generals have refuted him publicly. And he's like, well, we need to do mandates. And we're going to get into that, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you listen to this program after today's broadcast, I guarantee you, you will have ammunition against the leftists with anything that they tell you. Anyone who wants us to believe that Biden is the duly elected president will kick their own butts when I'm done. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So I was in a forum where they were talking about the Project Veritas third video. James O'Keefe, you know, that's his style. I was with O'Keefe, I wasn't with him, but when Hannah Giles and O'Keefe broke the story of Acorn, I got a call from Andrew Breitbart. He says, Kevin, I want you to be my Beck guy. You're going to go on Glenn Beck. We're going to break this story about Acorn wanting to have underage prostitutes come in and stay in HUD houses. And Acorn was going to help them. Didn't even care. sex trafficking of young Guatemalan girls. And Acorn was like, well, look, now you can't tell nobody, but we'll help you do it. And we'll put you in some black neighborhoods where, you know, you can get yourself some customers. I mean, it was insanity. So Breitbart says to me, Kev, we're going to have a series of these videos, not just one. We got a multiples. Because we knew the left would lie and say, oh, well, that's just an isolated incident. So it's the same style. No, Keith is good at it, and congratulations to him. The issue with this style is that the only people who are going to be whistleblowers will be people who either don't care about their jobs or he's just got to keep it undercover. And I do hope that the people that don't care about their jobs exist, people who really want to do the right thing. I can tell you this, it doesn't appear that they exist in our FBI. The FBI not only witnessed witch hunts, they participated in witch hunts against Trump and an out-and-out coup, and people inside of that agency did nothing. What is the price of leftist dignity? That's a trick question, folks. Because leftists have no dignity. Back to these whistleblowers. Unwilling participants, undercover, but they're talking. And here's what's interesting about human nature. Human nature wants you to know, hey, look, here's what's going on. It's like the bad guys. They keep the souvenirs. They got to tell somebody something, man. They just can't keep it to themselves. Look, you can tell a lot about what's going on with the Biden administration and all these different things that they want to do with this vaccine. Very simply, again, I don't need anybody to give me data. I already know the data, but even without it, let me just give you the exemptions. People exempted from the vaccine. Congress and the legislative branch, Congress's staff, the judicial branch, the White House staff, CDC employees, FDA employees, USPS employees, NAID employees, Pfizer and Moderna employees. In other words, everybody who wants to tell you to get it and who has a monetary gain in this vaccine, they don't have to get it. But any regulatory agency or anybody that's got dominion over you, they don't get it. You get it. That's all you need to know. So Veritas does these undercover videos, and they hear Johnson & Johnson. Now people will go, well, Kevin, that doesn't do anything to do with Moderna or AstraZeneca. It's the same dang thing. There are people over there going, you know, and I ain't taking this shot. I know enough about it. Nurses and doctors don't want this shot. You want to know why? Because they're working on the patients that come in after the fact, and they see the results. And they say, not for me, maybe for thee. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
White Girl Gone Hotline, how may I help you?
So I'm taking a shower, I get out, next thing you know, my white girl's gone. She's gone missing, I tell ya. What can you do to help me, White Girl Gone Helpline?
And how long has she been missing?
About 15 minutes.
15 minutes? That's 15 minutes too long. You cannot take a shower when you've got a white girl who could go missing. As you know, White Girl Gone Missing is the biggest existential threat to mankind.
White Girl Gone is a product of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com with offices in Scandinavia, parts of the UK, Russia, and Canada. Not affiliated with White Girls Gone Wild.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, I read a story that said Joe Biden has canceled his Chicago trip. And my first inclination was, well, probably because he's ill or, you know, they're hiding him out or whatever. But that's not what it says. So this is from the Chicago Sun-Times. With his domestic agenda in danger, President Joe Trump canceled his Wednesday Chicago visit to remain in the White House to negotiate with Democrat lawmakers who have disagreements within their own ranks. In Chicago, Biden was going to highlight his mandate for all companies with more than 100 workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. According to Politico's West Wing playbook, Biden was going to visit Clayco, a construction company owned by a major Democratic fundraiser, Bob Clark. Clark is close to the former President Barack Obama and fundraised for Biden's 2020 campaign. Biden was also going to salute United Airlines, also headquartered in Chicago, for its mandatory vaccine program. Huh. A White House official said Biden's event would have been at a construction site at a northwestern suburban Elk Grove village. So he canceled it. And he's got to work on his domestic agenda. That's what this is all about. He's got to get that bill through and work with Pelosi and continue screwing over the American taxpayers. So he's going to remain at the White House. That could be true, but I don't believe it. Let me tell you what I think's happening. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And I hope you go there and continue doing what you're doing, which is downloading the show and telling other people about it. Now, here's what I think's happening. Joe Biden's staying home. He's staying home because he's been exposed yet again as being a big fat liar. See, you can't go to congratulate companies that are telling people you will get this shot or you're going to get fired when things aren't going your way. See, we're coming up on this last day, and you know what employers are finding out? They're finding out people are saying, to heck with your job. I'll go to a company that isn't requiring it. Let me tell you something, folks. Capitalism, it is the greatest form of government ever. Because somebody's going to form. I don't know who it'll be. Spirit Airlines, Joe Blow Airlines will say, hey, if you're a pilot, you want to come over here, we'll gladly accept you without the vaccination. People who want to fly, that are sick of this nonsense, that are looking at these, I don't know if you guys have seen the polls, but the polls say people don't believe Biden. Shocker, right? On COVID. Wu flu, they're not buying the lies anymore. So this is going to be Biden's big coming out, his quinceañera, except he's what, 78? What is 79? I forgot how to say 79 in Spanish. I got to start working on my Spanish again. But so he's coming out for his 79th birthday, you know, his Hispanic celebration party or whatever, quinceañera. And people are going, wait a minute, there's nothing to celebrate. Did you just see what Project Veritas talked about with this vaccine? What they exposed? It gives you cancer. People don't want to take it. Healthcare officials don't want to take it. Oh, and by the way, Demented Joe, your staff doesn't have to take it. Congress, I just read through it in the first segment. All the people who do not have to take this drug. Do you think the public is that stupid? So he's going to hang out at the White House. They say his cancellation came late afternoon Tuesday, just a few hours after White House officials were still planning for the Chicago visit. Let me just put it to you this way. Do you realize the level of orchestration it takes to move a demented clown like Biden? It's one thing to move Trump. You know, because Trump, you know, he's of sound mind and body, and he just says, okay, great, you know, we'll do this, we'll do that. With Biden, they got to have medical facility, they got to have psychiatrists, they got to put him on his meds, they have to have smoke and mirrors, they got to have body doubles. I mean, the orchestration to move that clown around is immense. So when they cancel, we're just going to abruptly cancel. What happened? Did he pee his Depends? Or do worse? Let me tell you, it isn't going to get any better for the left. This is, look, I can't celebrate this because the country, you know, America, the beautiful thing that she is, yeah, she's a little worn, but she never wanted to date this dude. Yeah, America never wanted to be with Biden. That was an arranged marriage that she wants out of. So what's going on? You think they're ever going to tell you? We just decided, oh, we'll abruptly cancel his trip just because, well, we got to work on this budget. Oh, by the way, hidden in the budget is the mandatory penalties for companies that don't comply with this WuFlu BS. And they want the fees to be as high as $700,000 for repeat offenders, for companies that will not enforce this rule. So they're trying to make this thing. So, and then you're hearing things like, well, this it does violate the Constitution. No, it's legal. This is no more legal. I mean, look, the idea that they want to try to make this legal, and people parse the words, well, Kevin, it's a mandate, and mandates can't be enforced and all that. They want to make it appear as though you got to do it. Look, I can tell you this. I will leave this earth never having gotten that shot. That is a fact. Now, for those of the people that want to get it, great. But I'm telling you, if you can listen to this program, and I am not giving you any direction, but I will tell you this. I already said it. When you exempt the elites, Congress, the judicial branch, the CDC, the FDA, and I could go on, and then you mandate that everybody else get it, then I don't know if you guys saw this. Biden says, we need 97 to 98% of America vaccinated. We've gone from 70% to 97 to 98%. Who's going to be the 2 to 3% that doesn't get vaccinated? Ask yourself that question. And remember what I said in the first segment. I told you, let's just play the conspiracy theory that there's a certain number of people that we can't get to. The people on Earth, that we reach that number and we legislate that some people have to die. All right? Or we legislate, who's going to make that decision of who dies, who lives and who dies? You want to know? Somewhere in that 2 to 3%. They're telling you where this is headed. Got to take a short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. If you polled American working families and asked them what stands in their way in order to achieve their best lives, you would find it in this Build Back Better bill.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirms this is what you want.
There's not disagreement about the fundamentals of what we're trying to achieve. And there is agreement that we need to address the climate crisis, that we need to cut costs for child care, for college, that we need to make it easier for women to rejoin the workforce. We need to rebuild and modernize our infrastructure. So there's agreement on that.
Lawmakers in Arkansas on Wednesday advanced a bill that would allow workers to opt out of their employer's COVID-19 vaccine requirement if they can prove they have natural antibodies against the coronavirus or if they are tested weekly. This is USA Radio News. The New York Times published an opinion essay on Tuesday that imagined new designs for the American flag, some of which emphasized divisions and decline in the country. Combat veteran and congressional candidate Corey Mills was on Fox News and had some comments on this idea.
This is the woke military, the cancel culture, the we want to erase the American identity, the nuclear family, attack religion, etc. I think the stars and stripes look just fine on their own.
Breitbart News senior editor Rebecca Mansour congratulated the New York Times for writing the stupidest op-ed of all time. The former U.S. Director of National Intelligence says there was no concerning intelligence regarding China in the fall of 2020, rebutting General Mark Milley. Milley spoke with his Chinese counterpart in October 2020 and January. Milley said he conveyed that the United States was not going to attack China. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm just glad we found Gabby Petito, man, because Lord knows we wouldn't be hearing about all this stuff. Maybe another white girl will go missing, and the Democrats can use that to kill the media cycle. I want you to understand everything that stayed out of the media cycle while we were looking for Gabby Petito. By the way, the voice you're listening to is Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you'll continue listening, tell other folks, and keep this show growing. Because this is the type of thing we need. We need somebody to point out these inconsistencies. And I pointed it out. Gabby Petito, you know she kicked out of the news cycle? You know what still isn't being talked about? Joe Biden hiding $500,000 in taxes. Not paying taxes on $500,000. But he's still extorting money out of you. You know what's missing? Hunter Biden. Where's Hunter Biden and all of his connections? There have been new allegations with emails directly related now to prove that Joe Biden was aware of Hunter's crooked activities, and he is indeed the big guy, etc. Not a word. Because white girl gone. So we have to, ooh, a white girl is missing. Let's put it on hold. Somebody lost their dog. Has anybody seen my cat? Unbelievable that we can't even talk about the things that matter. Then that week, are we talking about Afghanistan? Did we talk about Afghanistan when Gabby Petito was missing? Did we even mention the Americans left over in that country? That Joe Biden had bombed innocent people and killed them? And that we paid 60-something million dollars or in a hostage swap that nobody's even... Americans left Afghanistan. How did they leave? Where's the press saying, hey, there's a new batch of Americans that left? Why didn't they talk about it? Did we pay for them? Did we pay terrorists to get Americans back? Is that Joe Biden's new stance? How much more money are we pledging to Afghanistan? Very little coverage of them hanging people from cranes. What about the $83 billion of equipment we left there? Is that not payment enough? And let's forget about the botched exit, right? Because it's over. Less yesterday's news. But what's today's news? Sadly, for Joe Biden, it had to come back. Discussing the important things again. And clearly, America's commander in grief, Joey Demento, screwed the pooch leaving Afghanistan, and all the world knows it. The Democrats know it. They don't want any part of this getting out or being discussed in
well, publicly, of course, we know it's being discussed publicly, but I mean, they don't want it being delved into. And that's exactly what's happened. We had Senator Cotton, who essentially pointed out that Joe Biden disregarded his generals. And here's the clip.
General Milley, it's your testimony that you recommended 2,500 troops approximately stay in Afghanistan?
As I've said many times before this committee and other committees, I don't share my personal recommendations to the president, but I can tell you my personal opinion and my assessment if that's what you want.
Yes, please.
Yes, my assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that, in order to move toward a negotiated, gated solution.
Did you ever present that assessment personally to President Biden?
I don't discuss exactly what my conversations are with the sitting president in the Oval Office, but I can tell you what my personal opinion was, and I'm always candid.
General McKenzie, do you share that assessment?
Senator, I do share that assessment.
Did you ever present that opinion personally to President Biden?
Again, I'm not going to be able to comment on those executive discussions.
Did General Miller ever present that opinion personally to President Biden?
I think it would be best to ask him. I believe that his opinion was well heard.
Secretary Austin, President Biden last month in an interview with George Stephanopoulos said that no military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence in Afghanistan. Is that true?
Senator Cotton, I believe that, well, first of all, I know the president to be an honest and forthright man.
It's a simple question, Secretary Austin. He said no senior military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence behind. Is that true or not? Did these officer and General Miller's recommendations get to the president personally?
Their input was received by the president and considered by the president, for sure. In terms of what they specifically recommended, Senator, as they just said, they're not going to provide what they recommended in confidence.
When you listen to that, you understand why people hate politics and they hate politicians. This is a military operation being led by a buffoon, a guy who is a pathological liar, and I'm going to get into that. And here's Milley and McKenzie saying, look, here's my personal recommendation. We needed to keep 2,500 troops and have as many as 3,500 troops in order to execute this evacuation. And what Milley said was, that's my personal opinion, and I state that forthrightly that, you know, in other words, he's saying, that's what I would say to anybody. Now, McKenzie's a little less, but Milley's like, this is what I say now and forevermore. And then we get the Secretary of Defense, this affirmative action appointee, and he's asked point blank, did any military leader advise Biden, who said that he wasn't advised by, none of them ever recommended that. And I'll get more into that in just a bit, because Joe Biden's a pathological liar. And the left know it. They've known it for the entire political career of Joe Biden is built on nothing but lies. So then Cotton says, Austin says, I know the president to be an honest and forthright man. And Austin's like, wait, just a simple question. Did anybody tell him to leave the troops, yes or no?
Well, they say that, you know, they can't say what they said in confidence.
The short answer is, yes, they did. I'm going to save you, America, from having to go through all of the nonsense. Yes, they told him. And the only question we got to ask ourselves is, why did he not do it? Having been told by what should be, I mean, like him or not, they are considered the professionals. These are professional military men. And you take your advice to a brain dead fool and you say, now look, here's what we need to do. Here's what we recommend. Leave the troops, get everybody out, then we bring the troops out. And Biden goes, well, you know, I don't know. I don't think that that's maybe the way to go. Now, I don't know about you, but given what I know about Joe Biden, and being caught in an obvious lie, you would have to ask yourself, okay, is he just a pathological liar? And, of course, the short answer is yes, he is. But when the lie is that easy to refute and you're sort of hanging out all the people around you, that's pretty much a demented way to handle something. Because as Chuck Schumer said, if you go messing with these organizations, in other words, people's reputations and livelihoods start to come into play because you're hanging them out to dry, what do you think these people are going to do? So the idea that Secretary of Defense Austin wanted to stand up for this guy, and I get it. I get why he did it. I mean, look, let's face it. Here's Senator Cotton, and he's going, okay, look, General Milley, did you advise the president? Yes, I did. General McKenzie, did you advise the president? Yes, I did. General Austin, are you aware that he? Yes, I did. Well, what does that make Biden? What he already is? A liar. So, okay, we know he's a liar. Now the question is he a demented liar? And I'm going to give you the answer to that. I'm not even going to hold it to the next segment. Yes, he's a demented liar, which is even worse. Pathological liar who suffers from dementia that either, one, lied about getting advice from the generals or willfully, by way of brain damage, executed the most botched evacuation of Afghanistan, proving he's not fit to lead. He made Saigon look like, I mean, we look back longingly on Saigon. We thought that evacuation was botched. Look at this. So what's being discussed, folks, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? What is the core? What are we looking at here? What's being discussed, without anybody saying it, is Biden's incompetence or Biden's dementia. And these generals skirted around this issue. They didn't want to say it. They alluded to it. You go back and you listen to the clip.
I cannot say what I spoke to the president about, but I will tell you my personal opinion. Well, what's your personal opinion? My personal opinion is we should have had troops there. I recommended having troops there, up 2,500 and up to 3,500. And I am very upfront about that. It was funny because Milley makes it clear. He wants you to know, hey, look, if you're going to be impugning somebody's reputation, don't do mine. Get Biden's, because I'm not the person that did this. Find it very interesting. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
When you look at what's happened over the last week, was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a failure. Look, it was a simple choice, George. When the Taliban, let me back and put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan, the leader of that government getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country. When you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off. That was, you know, I'm not, this, it, that, that's what happened. That's simply what happened.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
So you don't think this could have been handled? This actually could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that there, we're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
Welcome back, everybody. That didn't get into the specifics of was he advised to take the troops out, but they did cover that. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So, you know, we've all talked about this, you know, when it happened. And it's clear that even the most basic person would have left troops there to bring our people out. And that's not what Joe Biden did. And the question here, now, as I talked in the previous segment, is, well, why didn't he? Why wouldn't you leave that? That is such a basic move that you, pardon me, you have to question, why wouldn't you do that? And that's sort of why people are going, they're scratching their heads going, everybody knows that's what you would do. And then they put him on display and these generals go, hey, this is the way things work here. You know, we've made our recommendations and he does what he wants to do. The old guy is kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But I love how Stephanopoulos says, he says, look at what happened. Was it a failure of intelligence? These are the choices he gave him. Failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment. And Joe Biden says it was a simple matter of choice. He didn't answer it because it was a failure of certainly of judgment, execution, and planning, and some would even argue intelligence. Now, they're talking about CIA stuff, but you could argue that Joe Biden has no intelligence. And I'm going to get into this next hour. This next hour of radio is going to blow you away on the things that you already know. But sometimes you need those reminders. So Stephanopoulos is incredulous. He's going, you know, look, this is a failure. And Joe Biden says, no. It was planned. We knew this. There was no way to get out of this without chaos. Now, we've already gone through the exercise and we always like to play the game. How do you think Trump would have done it? And I think you guys know the answer. Donald Trump would have gotten us out of Afghanistan and we would have been fine. He would have gotten us out, and we wouldn't have lost any lives, including the Marines, and he would have said, sayonara, done a, you know, salute to the country, and also, he would have set it up so that we could actually go to work together to really help that country transition. Now, what's happening now? By the way, media silence on the rape of women, the killing of Americans, the killing of Afghanis who helped Americans, and the atrocities that are going on. You haven't heard a thing. Where is it? Anyway, back to Stephanopoulos. He says, Stephanopoulos goes, well, have you seen the pictures of that Afghans and all that? And then look, guys, we're repurposing this because I want to explain to you. I want to give you the backdrop sufficiently for when I tell you why this is being discussed now. Because they're not going to tell you this is a discussion of Biden's competence. And I'm telling you, they have to be talking about this behind the scenes. It isn't the headline. It isn't what they're telling you. It's what they're alluding to, what they're intimating. So I want to go back and explain why this is all coming up again. And, of course, it's because we've found that white girl. Thank goodness for that. We found Gabby Petito, or we wouldn't even be talking about this now. Let's hope another white girl doesn't go missing here in the very near future. So Biden, what's funny is I saw a thing that said Biden is decisive, you know, et cetera. He shows leadership and he doesn't pass the buck. The buck stops with him. And what's the first thing that he said when Stephanopoulos goes, look, this is a failure. A failure of either intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment. He says it was a matter of choice. The government left. The leaders left the country. There was a significant collapse of 300,000 troops that we trained. And he was going to say, I'm not going to blame him, but that's what he did. But he goes, that's what happened. Those are the facts. But he knew it was going to happen, even though, just for the record, I want to remind you, Joe Biden said, we didn't know the Taliban was going to do what they did. But he knew all the chaos would ensue. He knew, but he didn't know. Go back to that clip we played of Cotton asking these generals, what are your thoughts? What did you tell the president? I can't tell you what I told the president, but here's what I'll tell you, and I'll tell the American people. We never should have taken those troops out. Then he goes to the Secretary of Defense, the guy that's over the entirety of the State Department. He literally is the guy that is the liaison between the military and every spy agency that we have. And this guy talks about, well, you know, the president, I've known the president to be a truthful and honest person. Well, you're the only one. This is a guy that said point blank, he knew there would be chaos. There was no way out. He knew every eventuality. He did it the best way it could possibly be done. And even when Stephanopoulos coaches him and says, look, is there something, a little bit, that we could have done better? No. No. And I love it. We had to gain control and take control of the airport. Okay. And how'd that go? We lost 13 Marines. Anybody talking about them? Anybody doing profiles on their families? Anybody talking about the number, the hundreds of Afghanis who were killed in that suicide bomb? Where's the stories on that? Where are the bleeding heart liberals on Joe Biden and everything that he did in this execution of the probably the worst leaving of a company, exiting of a country in the history of mankind? And we're talking nothing about it until now. Got kicked off the news cycle because of Gabby Petito, but it's back. And it makes me wonder. So Joe Biden doesn't have the panache of Barack Obama. I said this early on. How does he get out of stuff? He's not a young man. You think anything that's happening with Joe Biden is going to get better in the next year or two? Or do you think it's going to get worse? It would be like me saying to you, if you're over 60 years old, yeah, you're getting closer to making the Olympic team. No, let me tell you, everything that is in the rearview mirror that you accomplished physically, it's gone. It's over. It's a conclusion I've had to come to myself, okay? My kid's out there, he's playing, training for stuff. Hey, let's go for a run. I tell you what, I'll follow along in the car. You can run, I'll watch you. Yeah, no. Those days are over. Equate what you're going through as you enter that cycle of life. Maybe you're in the, you're on the second base going to third base, or as some of my older friends say, Kevin, I'm on third base headed home. Okay. If you're on third base headed home, in many ways you feel like you're improving. You're getting more sanity in certain things, more clarity. Do you think Biden's improving? Cause I'm telling you, I go back, I look at people, I look at other work that people did, and we're going to play some clips of various news sources that show you the real truth about Biden. And as you listen to these things, I want you to ask yourself this question. Is he improving? When Biden was 50 years old, he was a pathological liar. In his 70s, he remains a pathological liar. He cannot tell a story without challenging you, stretching the truth on it, or embellishing it in some way. He makes Brian Williams look like the Pope when he talks about lying. No way out, he said. Well, let me tell you what. The American people are losing trust. Not only in Biden with respect to Afghanistan, but they're losing trust in anything that he says. It's bleeding over into this Wu flu nonsense, and we're going to talk about it in the next hour.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.